This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, July 8th. God's word to you today is speak up. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 4 verse 10, and it says, "If one person falls, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble." We are a community, and God has put people in your life to help you. We are not designed to go through life alone. There are people that God has put around you. Prayerfully identify them and open up to them. Confess your pain to friends and express your pain to God. What do you think will happen if you're in a safe place and yet you do not speak up or open up? My grandmother will say, "Your own will keep quiet with you." But when you do, then people will be stirred up by the Holy Spirit to hold you up before God. They are praying for you. They are driving, but they are praying for you. When they are with God, you are on their front burner. We were made for community, and God has put people in your life that can help you. You might be in depression alone, but you are not designed to go through depression alone. God always has a support system for you. From the story of Hannah, God shows us that we need two types of support. Firstly, we need relational support, and she got that through Elkanah. Secondly, we need spiritual support, and Hannah got spiritual support through Eli. We need support. Everybody needs support. We all need someone to lean on. Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 to 12 says, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken." May you not fall alone in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says two are better than one, three are better than two, four are better than three, five are better than four. What about 10? What about 50? What about 100? What about 1,000? And what about 5,000? The power of we, when we connect, we are unstoppable. From this scripture, the first thing that jumps out at us is help. When we deploy the power of we get help. If one person falls, the other one can reach out and help. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the time of your help, may you find people that will reach out and help you. Psalm 20 verse 2 says, "May he send you help from his sanctuary and strengthen you from Jerusalem." Let us pray. Our prayer today is based on Psalm 16 verse 3. Lord Jesus, I thank you for encompassing me with the beauty of faith-filled people. They are true, and my heart is thrilled beyond measure. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.